Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
I work the dark. I work the dark until sunrise on most days and fall asleep as the world awakens to light. My friends call me an owl. I like to think of myself as Bat. Batman, the Prince of Darkness.
Shah Rukh Khan was born in 1965 in New Delhi, and he knew darkness right from the beginning.
I was born in a refugee colony in the capital city of India, New Delhi. And my father was a freedom fighter. My mother was, well, just a fighter like mothers are. And much like the original Homo sapiens, we struggled to survive. When I was in my early 20s, I lost both my parents, which I must admit seems a bit careless of me now.
Although a good student and an excellent athlete, he found most happiness in acting. He initially wanted to become an athlete, but a shoulder injury ended that dream, and he enrolled at university to study economics, but spent most of his time at Delhi's Theatre Action Group. When he was 14, his father died of cancer.
We were quite poor, actually, and let me tell you, poverty is not an ennobling experience at all. Poverty entails fear and stress and sometimes depression. I watched my parents go through this several times. At an early age after my parents died, I equated poverty with failure. I just didn't want to be poor.
He did not complete his master's degree and instead left to pursue acting.
When I came from Delhi, I had no family. I had nobody. And I tell this to everyone, that I have an extended family in all the filmmakers, all these leading ladies, all the producers. If it wasn't for them, I genuinely would not be celebrating years of my life here. So I thank you, and I'm extremely, extremely grateful that you made my life what it is. Thank you very much.
He got his professional start in 1988 in television series such as Fauji, Circus, and Idiot. His acting and mannerisms caught attention, and he was compared to film star Dilip Kumar. But Khan was not interested in film acting, thinking he was not good enough. But his mother's death in 1991 made him change his mind because he needed a distraction from the grief. He moved to Mumbai and in 1992 was the second lead in the movie Diwana, starring alongside Rishi Kapoor. The movie was a hit and launched SRK's Bollywood career. That same year, he starred as the lead in Chamatkar, opposite Nasiruddin Shah, and Raju Bangaya Gentleman. The following year, he acted against type, playing villainous roles in Bazigar, his first film alongside actress Kajol.
When I started off working, I remember this wonderful director called me and he said, the reason you're interesting to work with is because you're very unattractive. And we can put you in any role and nobody will know. So I started off like that. So I did a lot of bad guy roles and I really enjoyed them.
But you've really made your name as a romantic lead, I think.
I don't know how. I'm shy of women, and then every time they keep giving me these roles and make me sing and dance, I'm really awkward in romance. But I guess acting is like that. What you're really bad at is what you finally act out better. You know, it's that kind of line.
In the mid-90s, he was a successful romantic lead in movies like Karan Arjun, starring alongside Salman Khan, and Diwale Dulhana Le Jayenge, which was a huge hit. Other hits include Yes Boss and Pardes, which is considered one of his first Bollywood films to be successful in India. Since then, Khan has redefined himself as an action star and even overcame career setbacks, continuing to release hits like My Name is Khan, Zero, Pathaan, and Donkey. He is a true example of what is possible if you stay true to yourself and overcome negativity.
When you are in this place of despair, when you walk out of this college, this university, and walk the path of life, where the world is tearing you down into yourself, there's only one thing you can do to survive. Hang on to who you are inside. The world will be unkind to you. It will not be able to see you. You must learn at such times to be able to see yourself. Do not be afraid to defy conventions. Do not be afraid to destroy systems that kill art and your souls. Do not be afraid to be hungry. And do not be afraid to walk alone if necessary. Because on a tightrope, we all walk alone.